Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hold on. I'm...
Broadcasting live from Southern California and Cleveland, Ohio, the Jake and Ray Show on HasBeenSports.com.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Cleveland Ray, how are you tonight?
And Cleveland Ray's there.
We are excited to be here for another great edition on HasBeenSports.com, the Jake and Ray Show. Got a great show for you today. I know Cleveland Ray is going to have his list. It seemed like the list was well-liked by people last week, if I must say so myself. Not quite sure. I think it was a great show. So anyways, we're back this week. What you guys want to talk about? 323-580-5691. 323-580-5691. We do take phone calls. Lots of people don't know this. We do take phone calls on the show. Not very well known by many people. So, that's how you get on the show. You could also go to Twitter. Give us a follow there on Twitter. And Cleveland Ray in the background. Hello, Cleveland Ray. I apologize. We were trying to use a new way of doing the show via Skype. And Cleveland Ray just got off work. He works at Jack in the Crack. You can imagine. Terrible life of Cleveland Ray. And so we did not have much time to plan this out. But you do hear him in the background, which is very surprising. You can hear him in the background. It's kind of strange how Cleveland Ray, a young man, Cleveland Ray, that he is, he works technology about as well as an 87-year-old. That's about as good as Cleveland Ray can run technology. He's not a big fan of this Skype stuff. So anyway, we got a good show for you today. Going on right now, you got the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl, which, as you can imagine, that means college football will be in effect today. It will be in effect absolutely 100% today. So make sure you check that out. Make sure if you guys also, you can check this out on Twitter. And how are you today, Cleveland Ray?
Well, I'm good, except for the fact it sounds like there's two of you on that fantastic Skype.
Well, it sounds like there's two of you as well.
Well, maybe you need to get a, use this fantastic thing called a phone. How would you rate the quality of this video call? Can I go to the negative ratings?
That's how you do it. No, actually, it was working. It was working, Cleveland Ray. You have to have headphones in, and as soon as you got on the phone, you actually started talking, and then we could hear you through Skype. But it's no big problem. It's no big problem.
Oh, really? Well, I could not hear you, so there's only a little problem with that.
Well, they invented these things called headphones. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Well, I couldn't hear you, period. Even if I put you loud and still nothing.
Well, I do
well,
not
first
know
off,
happened.
We have a shot. Regardless, I am never using Skype again. I've been using it since I was, in the eighth grade because I didn't have a cell phone.
Yes.
So.
But, yes. So.
Let's go to the world of Facebook. Let's see what's on Facebook. Ooh.
No, we shouldn't do that. This is a sports show. The Jake and Ray Show on HasBeenSports.com. That's right. It's a fact, Jack. We're back. Awesome.
Do we have sound bites anymore now that we're on this new network?
We do have sound bites. That is something that we did come here with. We have sound bites such as. Those are some of the few
things. I think that last one will be used a lot.
Oh, well, it'll be used on your jokes. Yes. So
how dare you?
323-580-5691. I don't have to say the number. You can see it. But, you know, I'm sensitive to the blind listeners of the show who want to take part. I'm very sensitive. There you go. So, anyway,
Have Braille numbers on the website?
We do not have Braille numbers. Now, we have the list coming up today. Awesome list. I won't reveal what we're talking about on the list. But we do have a list.
It could be, I'll tell you this for sure. It's not about fat NBA players.
It's not, which people loved last week. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I couldn't believe all kinds of the great feedback we were getting.
Yeah, from
over
that one
something so small and mundane.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So, you want to get? Should we get started with the show? Should we talk about Cleveland Rays top five stories of the week?
The top five stories of the week. Let's hit it right now. Should I hit a drum roll before? There we go.
Yeah, let's do a drum roll. Do we need a Cleveland Rays drum roll?
There you go. No, we made our own drum roll. There you go. Cleveland Ray, top five stories of the week.
All right, Jake, we have five stories. Pick a number between 1 through 5, and that's where we'll get started.
3.
Number 3. Now, this one, I think, probably has to be the funniest, probably not the funniest, but the story that probably makes my heart hurt most this week, and it's not like a really sad and depressing story, but there's a gentleman who all of you should know. His name is Jamie McDonald. And I know a lot of people at home right now are going, who is Jamie McDonald and why should we care? Well, Jamie McDonald is a man running coast to coast in Canada. And all the proceeds he gets from the funds of investors and people that are putting money into him running across the great nation of Canada from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. He's giving all that money to the sick kids in the hospitals. So it sounds like a good guy, right? Nothing negative would happen. Now, here's the best part. Do you want to guess what happens next in this good man's story?
I think he's going to pull a Rob Ford. Rob Ford, the great mayor of Toronto, admit to snorting crack in a drunken haze. I'm going to go with that.
No, even worse. As he was running in Alberta, Canada, I believe. I'll have to double-check on that. He was beaten and mugged.
Oh, so it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault, but this guy who was running coast-to-coast in Canada from the north, you know, on the ocean, you know, on the Atlantic, I can't think of, Nova Scotia or some shit, to Vancouver.
Nova Scotia. Do not put down my homeland, Nova Scotia. Yes.
Yeah, I forgot Mexicans are from Nova Scotia. Anyway.
No. It's the other family.
The fact of the matter is, our friendly neighbors to the north, right? Question.
We love them all.
We love them all equally. Here's my question of the day to you. Should this guy try to figure out who mugged and robbed him and beat him, or should we just continue to move on and show that the human spirit is stronger than, you know, a guy, you know, taking a couple dollars out of your wallet?
No. He should find him, and he should beat him up. That's the way you do it. The American way. I know that's not how they do it in Canada. In Canada, they'll probably let it slide. But, yeah. Cleveland Ray shocked. He is clearly just I don't even know. He cannot respond.
Boy, let me tell you something. I am great with technology today. I said, the only problem with doing it the American way is that they're in Canada.
To a phone. Oh, well, I don't even know what's wrong. You know you have to speak into the phone for everyone to hear you? I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Groundbreaking technology, yeah. I can hear you.
It's only been an invention since
Whatever
18,
the
what, 76? All right. So here's the story from The Independent.
Nice.
By the way, his nickname is... No, that's a competitive eater. Wrong person. I was looking at the Jamie McDonald the Bear, and I'm like, that does not sound right.
That's his actual
So
name.
Here we go.
His last name,
coming
the
from
Bear.
The HuffPo. A British man has been running across Canada since last March to raise money to the benefit of six kids and was beaten by three men on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
According to the BBC, Jamie
easy
McDonald, age 27, had his bag stolen in an unprovoked attack in Banff, Alberta, early Wednesday morning. The bag contained cash, credit cards, and footage of his cross-country run. I have no idea how I'm going to handle this or what I'm going to do, McDonald told the BBC. I got a bit of a whacking headache. I got hammered quite a few times by some blows of the head. McDonald,
yeah,
who dresses as a DC comic superhero, The Flash, for his run, took to Twitter for the following incident. Now, am I allowed to cuss on this network?
You are. You are allowed to.
Tweet number one. So I just got beaten up. I couldn't give a shit, but my man bag that got left behind has my world behind it. Video footage and more. This is a call out. Anyone in Banff, hand over a bag that is difference in changing this world. Thank you so much. Quick question. How are we supposed to figure out if a bag is supposed to change the world? I can't figure out my own girlfriend's purse, let alone some dude's man bag.
You know, the funny thing about that comment, Cleveland Ray, is that you don't have a girlfriend. So...
Oh, how dare you.
You don't know. Girlfriend? Yeah, are you talking about your imaginary girlfriend? Are we? Should we talk about
Fatima?
Yeah, Fatima?
Fatima
that we...
the greatness of Fatima. All right. So what do you think about this story?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, what do you think about it? Any thoughts or questions about it? Because we have four other stories to get to.
Well, first of all, I thought this was a sports show.
Well, it is a sports show. Running's a sport.
No. Look, just because you're good at exercising does not mean you're an athlete.
Well, aren't those players who play basketball and football good at exercising? Because if you're not good at exercising, you're going to end up like Babe Ruth.
What's
the fat pitcher's name for the Oakland A's? Bartolo Colon.
C.C. Sabathia. Yeah, we can make a whole list.
C.C. Fatbathia. Boog Powell.
Yes. Prince Fielder.
Pablo Sandoval.
Pablo.
That would be another really fun list. That would be a fun list. People who are playing sports who don't look like they play sports.
Yeah.
That would be another fun list to do. Anyway.
Well, The number one on that has to be Roy Big Country Nelson, a UFC fighter.
No, Bartolo Colon looks like he should be in a hot dog eating contest, not pitching for the Oakland Athletics.
You know, if Bartolo Colon was to make like a cologne, you know, his last name's Colon. I mean, what would it smell like? B.O.? Jeez.
Smell like steroids.
Steroids. What does steroids smell like?
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, have you seen Barry Bonds lately? Have you seen a picture of Barry Bonds? He looks slim.
All I know is that his head's ginormous.
No, his head, it's gone back to regular size. It's now normal. It's not huge like it used to be. So, yeah. So, that's all fixed.
Well, maybe
that's
the other head got big. Anyway, pick a story.
Hold on. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand.
I don't know what I'm talking about either, you know.
I don't
understand. You know they say how steroids take away one head, they give it to another? Well, let's just leave that at that.
You're talking about two separate people, correct?
I guess in Barry Bonds' mind, sure.
Cleveland, right. I get to pick the next one?
All right. One, two, four, or five?
I'm taking one.
All right, number one is kind of a fun one for me.
Horn.
All right.
Number
one. You know who Dan Snyder is?
Dan Snyder, the catcher. He's a catcher, right? Yeah. No, the owner of the Redskins, yes.
Very good. I was about to say,
are we allowed
hand over
to say
your
Redskins
FCC license.
Here? I don't think we're allowed to say Redskins on the air. I don't think that's... Did I just say a cuss word? We might have to bleep that out. We may have to hit the dump
button.
I thought
cuss words don't exist on this network. Well, we should call that...
I was being sarcastic, but thank you very much.
Or we should call them what Bill Simmons has called them, the DC-ers.
The DC-ers. That's not a good name.
Yeah.
The Bravehearts. As Ben Mallory.
So all the names you could pick for DC, not the presidents, not the, you
the
know, commanders. You choose. Nationals is a baseball team. It would be cool for them to bring back the Senators' name, but the Texas Rangers actually still own the rights to it. All right. Dan Snyder. This is great. Dan Snyder actually is suing the Washington City Paper. That is literally what it was called. Is what the newspaper is called. The Washington City Paper.
I think it's the Washington Post. But is it the Washington City Paper?
Look up the Washington City Paper. That is
what
it's called.
Terrible. That's terrible. Okay.
It's suing them for a story they ran titled The Cranky Redskins Fan Guide to Dan Snyder. And you know what the best part about this is?
What's the best part?
He was being interviewed by another newspaper, I cannot remember the name, I apologize, about the incident, about what he thought about it. You know what he said?
What did
he said,
he
I didn't read it.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. That's terrible.
He said he didn't read it, but he could guess from the title that it was diminishing the values and morals of the Washington Redskins.
Probably
on a
probably
scale of one to prick, this has to be pretty close to very prick.
I thought that wasn't on the scale. That's like over the scale, Cleveland, right?
To sue a city paper called the Washington City Paper. First off, these people aren't even creative enough to think of a good name for a newspaper. Secondly,
like the
you didn't even read the damn story.
The Globe? Hold on. Would you like
Look
to take
up,
a phone
there's
call?
There's a newspaper
Cleveland
called
Ray.
The Washington City Paper.
Cleveland Ray, would you like to take a phone call?
Oh, boy.
Wait,
all right, sure, why not?
The phones are lit up like a Christmas tree. Let's
I
go
completely
to
doubt that, but okay.
Mitch in Glendora. Hello, Mitch.
Hello.
See, it's Mitch.
Hello, stranger. What's going on?
The female dog.
Ray, his other interview wasn't with a newspaper. It was with an online Facebook page.
Oh.
Deadspin screwed me over again.
Yep.
That's why you don't use Deadspin. Mitch, you show up to correct the host.
Well, I was listening, and I was just like, what should I talk about?
I don't know
what's wrong. This is great sports radio, by the way.
What?
I said this is great sports radio, by the way.
Oh, it is. It's very good sports radio. You have Cleveland Ray saying Winchell, which is his favorite donut shop, I'm guessing. I think that's what Cleveland Ray is alluding. Is that what you're alluding to, Cleveland Ray?
Winchell.
Okay.
Okay, I want to know what you guys think about first-round draft picks, NFL.
Well, Javion Clowney and Johnny Manziel and all those guys are going to go up there. You know what I mean? Teddy Bridgewater is going to be another guy. It should be interesting, though, because there's a lot of speculation about picks actually being drafted.
Why do you think Javion Clowney is going to get picked?
I think Javion Clowney is going to get picked just because he is an all-star stud defensive player. You don't in the NFL, you have the defensive linemen nowadays have turned into basically offensive linemen. They're big gappers. Their point is to stop the runner. Bygone, in my opinion, are the days of an athletic defensive end. And I think if you have Javion Clowney, you're going to have an athletic defensive end who makes a big impact right away. Because he's quick. He's a very quick defensive end, you know. Defensive lineman. When you think about defensive lineman, what do you think about Robert Mathis?
Okay, what about Johnny Manziel, Cleveland?
Okay, hold on.
Johnny Manziel, the Cleveland Browns going to pick him because he's a winner and then he's going to be a stink pot. That's the only reason why.
No, you're totally wrong.
Athleticism
and because they're an all-star is not what NFL teams only look at.
That's what the Browns look at. Look at the great winners. Look at the Colt McCoy that they drafted. Look at Brady Quinn. It's the same thing. Cleveland hasn't had a quarterback in decades, it feels.
Okay,
well, my bad, a competent
gonna,
quarterback
draft,
in decades.
They're not going to draft an idiot running back or idiot quarterback who screws around.
Yeah, but hold on.
And they're going to, though. I guarantee you there will be a team in the first round, a la maybe not the Browns, who will take a gamble. You don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars would like some publicity? Other than, you know, going 0-8 to start the season or whatever they did?
Hold on, let me take this. Let me take this. Real quick.
The Jaguars are not going to draft Johnny Manziel because you know why? Johnny Manziel had good quarterback.
They're
going to
get Tim Tebow.
No. Look. First of all, A.J. McCarron, if there's anyone who's going to go to the Jaguars, it's A.J. McCarron. He's from the area.
Exactly.
And he's a proven guy. But Johnny Manziel, there's some speculation about the guy. My personal opinion on it is I think the guy, he's electric. He knows how to make stuff happen. He knows how to make plays happen.
But with
that's
good
different.
Receivers,
with
they're losing Maurice Jones-Drew
with
next
one.
Year.
With one good receiver. He has no team around him. He has a good offensive line. You know what? He has a good offensive line. That's what he does have.
Okay, what do the Jaguars have?
He's not going to be a Jaguar. He's not going to be a Jaguar. I can tell you that.
But
he's not even going to be a first-round pick.
Exactly.
But
Jadavian Clowney is the same thing. He screws
around, and
it loses interest in teams.
Well, you know, the difference between Jadavian Clowney and Johnny Manziel is the fact that Jadavian Clowney is first of all, he's driving 110 on the freeway. That's just one thing. Second of all, he's, this was a dude, the first game of the season, people thought this kid was going to be amazing. He was winded. He's not a hard-working guy. He's one of those guys who's very naturally talented, but isn't into giving work into anything. He's just there to be. Hey, I'm in the NFL, so that's the problem with him.
Yeah, I also agree. I think the Jaguars are going to be very smart picking this year. I think they'll go probably with Bridgewater if he's still available. If not, maybe. I can see them getting Jordan Lynch moving to that kind of power offense.
Jordan Lynch. Jordan Lynch has about a 0% success rate in the NFL. Truly.
No, running the power offense. Some teams still have the power offense
about,
still around.
We're talking about a guy who all he can do is run. He's a running back. Literally, that's all he can do.
No, he can pass too.
Really? He didn't
yes,
do that
he
great
can't
passing.
Pass.
He was
because
nowhere near
he
the top.
He didn't have that great of receivers, Jake. If he was on Alabama or Texas A&M, he would have just as good as passing yards as Mr. Johnny Manziel or A.J. McCarron.
Uh-huh. I highly doubt that. Highly doubt that they would have that much more.
But he had a lot of passing yards with crappy receivers at NYU, Jake.
Well, yeah, but
how do you
but
explain
look,
that?
I mean, who do you play? Who do you
play
that
was? Teams.
No, he didn't. Mitch, we gotta go, but thank you for the call.
No, we're staying on this. Bryce Harper wants to gain like 30
thank
pounds.
You, all right.
Thank you.
There we go. So
it was like listening to what the hell is that guy's name from Michigan? Who loves Cleveland Ray?
Cowboys. Nobody loves Cleveland Ray. That's just a figment of your imagination. Okay, so let's move to story number 5.
Quick question. From now on, can we just call him Winchell when he comes on? I feel like we get more accomplished with that.
No, we didn't. Saying Winchell into the microphone about 20 million times did not equal good sports radio. In fact, it equaled probably some people who click off.
Okay then. Anyway, you're down to stories number 2, 4, and 5.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you want to pick or just want me to go at random?
I already said story number 5.
Well, I guess since I've written these, this has kind of changed a little bit. Although there is one team, and then they stop negotiations. Nobody wants Andrew Bynum. 2 years after he received, $16 million deal, didn't play a single game for the 76ers, one of the biggest free agent busts of all time, comes to Cleveland, I think, on an $8 or $10 million deal with a boatload of incentives that he could have easily reached. And I think he's averaging like, let's look up the averages here real quick. Again, exciting radio, I know. Andrew Bynum, I think, has fallen out of the rotation.
I thought these were good stories. I didn't know these were stories that make you fall asleep.
These are good stories. What's not to like about the greatness of Andrew Bynum?
Okay, let's hear this. It's riveting radio.
Anyway, nobody wants him anymore. And the fact of the matter is, even the Lakers, who are desperate to get a scoring big, Anderson Varejao is nice. He's a good guy. He's a rebounder. But Anthony Bennett's not doing very well this season. And you don't have a scorer besides Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters. The rest of the team is either primarily all-around based or defensively based. And Jarrett Jack necessarily hasn't been the wizard off the bench that he was last year for the Golden State Warriors. Just to prove a
did
point
you just
this
call
year.
A wizard? Did you just, wait, hold on. Did you just call him a wizard off the bench?
I did last year. He was a sixth man of the year candidate most of the year.
You probably shouldn't use the word wizard, but okay.
Well, I'm not associating it with the gentleman of the three-letter association that all the letters are the same name. So far this year, 8.5 points, 5 rebounds. That's it. After 2 years ago, averaging 18.7 points and almost 12 rebounds. It is his worst, it is his third worst production year in his entire NBA career, and his second lowest rebounding total. And if this guy is the guy you invest the most money in as a player, and you're supposed to be the anchor and supposed to be the guy that changes things in Cleveland, I'm sorry, he has not done that. He has been god-awful more than anything. In fact, he's basically Anderson Varejao is outplaying him, Tristan Thompson's outplaying him.
Did he ever get rid of his haircut, that awful haircut he had with the half-pro,
I hope they
half
did.
Corner? Well, how do you not know? You're the big basketball dude, and you don't even know that?
Well, I'm like, I pay attention to the basketball, the sport, and the players. I don't pay attention to the hairstyles. I don't like the people that are like that. Like, open court, where they focus on, like, what their styles are and stuff. I'm not into that. I'm completely content with wearing basketball shorts. That's the kind of guy that I'm talking to. All right.
Next story. Story number, whatever, one.
No, we already did one. Let's go with four. Four is, I think, the most interesting.
Okay.
AP photographer Dave Martin died of a heart attack. But of all the places he died of a heart attack at, it was at the Chick-fil-A Bowl at age 59.
Nice. Now, did they have some Chick-fil-A at the Chick-fil-A Bowl? Were they serving Chick-fil-A there?
Yes. But I think rainbows weren't
they
allowed.
They were. They were serving Chick-fil-A there.
They were serving Chick-fil-A, which could have easily contributed to his heart attack, but the world may never know.
What is it
anyway,
like?
That's a pretty cruddy way to die at your job and at the Chick-fil-A Bowl. It's not like you're at the BCS Championship or the Orange Bowl.
I mean, think about that, Cleveland Ray. What if you died at a Jack in the Box, Jack in the Crack? That'd be pretty sad.
Oh, no. Oh, God. They'd probably try to deep fry me and sell me as jalapeno bites.
They might. Well, those would be some disgusting. And I do mean disgusting jalapeno.
Yeah. Why is there facial hair in this one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. And let's finish off with a... Jake, don't you love broadcast blunders?
They're all right. They're aight.
Well, a Detroit NBC Winter Classic broadcaster, when he wasn't paying attention when the camera went on him, said this quote, "Come on, man. What do you want us to fucking do?"
Yes. Yeah, I did hear that. I heard that live. I was watching the game. Now, I didn't get that because you could barely hear him. But they were supposed to play, like, a video or something. And he was he was supposed to play a video. And I guess the guy screwed up and ended up going to him. And the whole thing was messed up. And that's what he says. I could hear them talking. I was thinking, man, they must not even know that they're on air. Which is pretty funny, because they were on it.
That's great.
But that was a great game. I don't know if you... I'm not a hockey guy at all. I watched that game. I thought it was a great game. It was amazing in the snow. It was just incredible in the snow. So, yeah.
Thank you for... I heard a lot of positive things about this, and I think the Blackhawks being almost pretty historic last year with that great record... I think they definitely contributed, and them being in a big city after all kind of contributed some interest to the sport. The NHL is growing. Whether or not you want to believe it, it is a growing
sport.
It's not
growing.
It won't be popular. It won't be popular in Miami, or it won't be popular in Carolina or Nashville of all places.
It's not popular here. And let me tell you, it's not. I live here, and people could say, oh, my God, hockey is humongous in L.A.
No,
it's not.
In the cold cities, in the Chicagos, in the Bostons, in the New Yorks, in the Pittsburghs, in the Philadelphias, it's big. But once you get warmer, people, you know, would rather watch a basketball game or a football game or a baseball game.
Yeah. Well, you know, hockey could be big, and lots of people, they go to hockey games. Otherwise, we wouldn't have hockey teams here. It's just the fact that they are such bandwagons. I mean, every single, well, practically, I'm talking about people who jumped on the King bandwagon once they were good. You know how many Ducks fans there were in, like, 2007 when they won the championship? There were so many
Ducks
fans.
Oh, the whole city must have been Duck fans.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, oh, no, I'm a Kings fan. I've been a Kings fan, you know, my whole life. You know, that whole garbage. Yeah. They're so bad. I mean, hockey fans are brutal. They're tough. I mean, there was 104 people in the Big House in Michigan in a blizzard. I mean, absolute. I mean, that's a blizzard right there. And we have football fans complaining about playing one game, the Super Bowl, the biggest game of the season. This wasn't the NHL Finals or anything. Game 7 of the NHL Finals. This was just.
You mean the Stanley Cup Finals?
Whatever. Doesn't matter. But these guys, you know, they're out there playing in the Winter Classic game, which isn't as big as, anywhere close to as big as the Super Bowl. So I do like hockey fans, hardcore hockey fans, who are willing to sit in the cold like that. Because I guarantee, you know, all the Los Angeles people who are going to the stadium because they're going to have a game at Dodger Stadium are you know, oh, yeah, I'm a hardcore hockey fan. I'm out here in 80-degree weather watching a hockey game. Please.
No, I hear you. Cleveland, I thought hockey would be kind of big here, but no, not really.
Cleveland doesn't even have
a hockey. We have a river that catches on fire, so you can't really, like, ice skate on it or anything.
I got to know the history of the river that got lit on fire.
Well, the problem with it is people were, I think it's the Cleveland River. No, Norton's, I'm not interested in renewing my subscription. River that, we don't really like to think about rivers catching on fire in Cleveland because it's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, yeah, it could burn down all the empty buildings.
Well, it's been in construction since 1868.
It has. And this is all coming from one song.
Well, here you go. It's the Chihuahua Chuhoga River, which is kind of right outside of Cleveland.
It's the Chattahoochee. You're talking about the Chattahoochee River.
Yes, that thing.
They made a song about it, you know, a country song. I don't want to sing
it. 13 rivers have occurred on the Chihuahua River, first occurring in 1868.
It's
the largest river fire in 1952 caused over $1 million in damages.
It's the Chattahoochee River. Yeah.
Anyway, it's because of pollution, because of the oil and the water and all that stuff.
Let's
Beautiful.
Go to the Twitter. This is probably the tweet of the night. It comes from at Blaine
Mitch.
Hummel. It comes from at
boy.
Blaine Hummels at JGodet44. Winchell. My mic didn't go mute or anything. It just admit Winchell.
That's it.
That is it. That is Winchell. You win. You win the keg, sir. All right.
So how about that? I'm right.
Let's get the list of the week in here.
Now here's a question. Did you have a list too, or am I the only one that made a list?
No, you're the one with the list.
All right. You want to start? Let's start at the bottom. Number 10, Jake Gaudet. Do you want to guess what the 10th? Now, our list is not about fat players.
We need a drum roll. Drum roll. Mr. E, our producer. Drum roll. There we go. Thank you, Mystery.
Number 10. Now, our list is actually a fun one. We were thinking about this because I was watching the New Orleans Pelicans game, and I was thinking, there's got to be some bad sports names out there. And when
Pelicans
you do some investigation.
If Pelicans aren't number one, this is going to be like last week when the top 10 fattest players in the NBA list, when Big Baby wasn't number one. And the Pelicans aren't number one. Then
you
want to
know?
Be...
Actually, I did some research, and the Pelicans don't even crack the top 10, in my opinion, just because they're from the Pelican state. They're the ones that are way worse.
How, you know, I see a Pelican, and I want to shoot it with, like, an airsoft gun or something.
But it's at least the Pelican state. It makes sense.
It's not make is it? Okay, then we could have, let's see, what's the, I don't even know what the state animal of California, oh, it's the grizzly bear or something like that. So I guess that would be.
Yeah, you have the UCLA Bruins. Let me just
what's
use that as an example.
Well, what's Ohio? What's Ohio? What's the state?
I didn't pass high school in Ohio. Anyway,
you know,
that's why I'm doing Blog Talk Radio,
know,
not the big time.
Would you happen to know the neighboring state of Indiana?
No.
You want to know that?
No.
Okay.
Why would I know Indiana?
Well, because I know that you have family that lives there. I just thought.
Yeah. Just because I have family that lives there doesn't mean I know anything about them. Anyway.
You don't know anything? Okay, I'm sorry.
Number 10 on the list, Jake Audette. The Tampa Bay Rays.
No, come on.
Number 10. They're named after a ray of sunshine. I like the Devil Rays. Very cool. I like their uniforms. But the Rays are after a beam of sunlight. And it probably doesn't help the fact they don't draw much either, or else they might, you know, not make the list. But the Rays. Woohoo, sun!
Yeah, well, no. That's not the type of rays they are. They're a stingray, you idiot.
No, but they don't have a devil ray on their jersey anymore. The reason why they were the devil was because it was making Christian fans pissed. Look it up. It's an actual thing. I spent some time actually doing this on, like, Cleveland Rays Top 5 of the Week. They did it because they wanted to make...
Yeah, hold on. Interesting fact real quick. The Ohio State animal is the white-tailed deer. So what you're talking about...
I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what a deer... You don't know what a deer is.
No, whitetail.
They're the things that people run over because they run across the street while you're driving.
Oh shit, I hit one of those tonight. Anyway.
While you look up
the Tampa Bay Rays, let's just knock out a couple of these in a row. Number 9, the New York Knicks. Number 8, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And number 7, the L.A. Lakers. Knicks... They're named after what is a Dutch immigrant.
Oh, that's racist.
That also
racist.
Meant it was a slang term for either a Dutch immigrant or a person of high upstanding in New York. The Knickerbockers. I guarantee if you ask most New York Knicks fans, most New York Knicks diehards, they don't even know what a Knickerbocker is. So how can you root for something you don't even know what it is? Point.
Well, hold on. How come... How come the Mets aren't on this list? Clearly.
Because they're a city. You know what
yeah.
a Met is. A Met is a metropolitan area. A Knickerbocker is a person of high standing. You don't have the Polites, do you? You don't have the New York Polites. You don't have the New York Gentlemen.
How come the Angels aren't on this list? I mean, how tough is an Angel?
Because they're from the City of Angels.
It doesn't matter. You know, when you have to have something intimidating.
Jake, on it, you are seeing... It makes sense. Those names make sense. The Pelican's not a great name. Does not make sense. The Supersonics makes sense. The Oklahoma City Thunder does not make sense.
Well, you know, they have lots of storms.
Why are these teams nicknamed that when they're from that area?
I don't know.
So, we
have to figure that out. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Number 8, Los Angeles Dodgers. There's no trolleys in There's no trolleys in L.A. Hell, I don't think anyone uses public transportation in L.A.
There's nothing to dodge. We have buses. Well, you know, bums use them.
I guess when they kept the name as a homage to the people in Chavez Ravine who were trying to dodge the people kicking them out.
Well, they weren't successful, so they got
hit.
No, just like the
yeah,
Dodgers.
Yeah, number 7, the
break.
Los Angeles Lakers. Jake Gaudette, do you know what a Laker is?
It and I do know, and I told you this in a personal conversation, off-air conversation, I told you, a Laker is a ship that was on the Great Lakes. Many people think it's because they're from Minnesota, but no, it's because, well, it partially, but it's a lake that was
Why
on
the
Great
hell Lakes. Is it, case in point, why the hell is a team from Los Angeles, California, named after a little tiny boat that is several thousand miles away?
Why? Well, you know, they should actually probably change their name to the Titanic, because that's how that dynasty is falling right now. But anyway, that's for
Yeah, minus the fact they have an old captain at the helm who's jumping ship. But all right.
And they have the
Number
short
six.
Bus as the owner of the team, short bus.
Yeah. Number six, the Buffalo Bills. There are no Bills in Buffalo.
If they wanted to call the Buffalo Wings,
I would not be against that.
The spicy Buffalo Wings. That should be the
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I think or barbecue, teriyaki. I like cake. That's my personal
case
favorite.
The Buffalo Bills. They're named after, I looked it up, they're named after Buffalo Bills Wild West Rodeo Show, which shocking as this may sound, never once touched down in the city of Buffalo, New York.
Well,
but
no, because Buffalo
name a team
is
after it. I guess the B and B go together,
like
but
Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Cleveland Cavaliers, believe you me, there are no good citizens of Cleveland.
They're just like each other, yeah. Yeah.
But the Buffalo Bills, what do you think, good name, bad name? I think it's a pretty bad name, because...
I don't even know what
their
logo.
I will tell you something, though. The jerseys are cool. Jerseys are cool as hell. The new jerseys they brought back, very cool.
Yeah,
the name I do not like.
Ugly. They had the ugly... Look, at the end of the day, we're talking about a team that lost four Super Bowls in a row. End of case. End of argument.
Number five, the Calgary Flames.
The Flames, yes.
Interestingly enough, they were originally from Atlanta and named after, of all things, the burning of Atlanta by General Sherman's March to the Sea, because that's what you want to name your hockey team, after your city burning.
That's a great
name. They relocated to Calgary, and instead of changing their name, to the Bears or to the Polar Bears or something cool like that, let's keep it the Flames. Because when I think of Northern Canada, I think of heat.
I do think
of that. Works, too. Something better than the damn Flames.
The Flames.
I mean,
how about the Blazers? How about the Blazers? You like that one?
The Trailblazers, because the Oregon Trail.
Oh, hold on. The Avalanche, Colorado, Denver has some new laws, the Colorado has some new laws. I think that they should be changed to the Denver Blazers.
Okay, anyway.
If you catch my drift, and I think their jerseys should be green.
Well, I guarantee you some people who are definitely, that would become fans of the Colorado Blazers would be too out of their mind to get that joke.
I like the Colorado Blazers.
I bet you do.
Wouldn't it be cool? Like, the front of their jersey, they could have a nice leaf.
Oh, boy. They'd be like the bad stepbrothers of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I'll tell you, there'd be a lot of fans. They would have a lot of fans of the Colorado Blazers. It's a good idea.
Oh, boy. Well, would there be a team in Los Angeles called the Los Angeles Medical Blazers?
There could be. You could add like an extension team. That could happen.
You mean expansion?
No.
Anyway, number four. I'm trashing actually the city of Cleveland on this one.
Oh, that beautiful
number
city.
Number four.
How did you do that?
The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. What's a Brown?
They're named after their coach, Paul Brown, who was successful, who led the team in the beginning.
Then why do they have the dog?
I don't get that. No, I've never understood the correlation. I've tried to look it up, and it's just...
Think about this. Their logo?
I don't even know. I don't get it. They're named
after
a color?
Their logo is a helmet.
That's why I was thinking about putting, the Red Sox and the White Sox on this list, but it's like, eh. Because what are you rooting for, a sock? I lose those damn things all the time. I don't root to find it. I don't even take the extra effort. If a sock is at the foot of my bed, I kick it off my bed. I don't even take the extra effort to put my covers on and grab it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cleveland Browns number four. Now we're getting into the meat of the order. Number one, I think,
the meat and potatoes.
You. The meat and potatoes of the order. Number three, the Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic. What's wrong with it? Disney's in Orlando.
It's not. What are you going to intimidate? Magic. What are you trying to intimidate your team? It's not like the Houston.
I said the Angels aren't intimidating.
Cooler NBA team names, the Houston Rockets. One of the cooler NBA names.
That's not a cool
name.
Yeah,
it goes along with it. They have those nice red jerseys. They have a spark. They have a hot red Rocket. What are you going to beat?
Hold on. Wait.
The blue of the Orlando Magic.
Hold on. You don't want to be red and have your name be the Rockets. They just don't go together. Good.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Red Rockets?
The Houston Rockets. Red, you know, they had the Red Rocket guns, I think, for a while, right? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong brand, but... Oh, Red Rider, sorry. Red Rider guns.
Oh, geez.
Close enough. But you want a nice, you know, if you're
Cleveland,
looking for an NBA team of power
right,
and
type
dynasty...
That into Google. Type that in Google.
Where should I type in the Google?
Nothing.
When you think of strong dynasties, I think of nice blue colors. And a name like the Magic.
Like the Dodgers? Like the Dodgers?
In a nice... Yeah, well, the Dodgers made sense when they were in Brooklyn, not in Los Angeles.
They're blue.
But Orlando has like 100,000 people that live there, and 75,000 of them are pedophiles. So...
Oh, jeez. Orlando is the city of pedophiles?
Well, it's Disneyland, for starters. And have you ever met someone from Orlando?
I've never met anyone from Orlando.
Exactly.
But I'm sure you have, and that person happened to be a pedophile. I'm sure you know all the local pedophiles.
When the kids eat free night, they eat more than eat free, believe you me.
Yeah.
Too far on that one. Anyway, number two. I don't even think this is allowed in the state of Utah, but the Jazz.
It's allowed. How dare you? Do not rip on the great state of Utah. It's a wonderful
state. Can you name
beautiful
four
state.
Cities in the state of Utah?
I can.
Name
I've been
four.
To Utah. St. George, Cedar City, Salt Lake City, Provo, South Jordan, Salt Lake City, if I already said that. Park City.
That's like two or three times you've said Salt Lake City, but okay.
Okay. I just named like six.
Forgot like Ogden.
Yeah, Ogden, Orem, Ogden, whatever it's called. Utah. Yeah,
can
there you
go.
Can
you name the state animal of Utah?
I'm going to say a narwhal.
No. Uh-huh. I don't even know what the hell it is. I'm just proving a point. Anyway,
okay.
Now if they wanted to be the Rockies or the Mountaineers, that'd be really cool. And then New Orleans could have
the
damn
powder?
Jazz name, not the Pelicans.
How about the Powder? Because they have powder snow there.
Okay. Anyway,
they
you want to call them the Skiers?
No, that's not a good name. The Powder? No, the Skiers.
You want to call them the Jimmers? You want to call them after Jimmer Fredette?
The Jimmers. No.
They call them
the Mormons.
The Utah Mormons? It would be great.
There we
you
go.
Get called the Starbucks.
That
would be the best.
Get, like, Delonte West on the team?
Yeah. Just like in Europe, they'll be sponsored by a team. They have the logos on the front for the Jazz. They have the Starbucks logo on the front. Oh, man.
I don't get it.
That'd be great. Well, caffeine's not allowed because evidently caffeine's a drug.
Oh, root beer. There you go. Root beer doesn't have any caffeine. They can drink that. Yeah. What? Nope. There you go. And Cleveland Ray's got the ESPN sound going in the background.
Evidently, so breaking news. James Harden, 37 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. By the way, you have the SportsCenter app, by the way?
I do not have the SportsCenter app.
It is so disappointing how many times they misspell things.
Is that right? They misspell stuff?
Yeah, instead of assists, they have ass.
Speaking of ESPN, if you want to meet me, I will be in Pasadena, downtown Pasadena. ESPN, I just said if you want to meet, I don't really want to talk to you, so please stay away from me.
But I think those 75,000 pedophiles, man, they are jumping on those four planes in Orlando, and they are going to meet you there.
That's right. They're only jumping on four planes? Like, they're all together? That's very scary.
Yeah.
So anyway.
There'll be a lot of role-playing as a kid from Home Alone.
Downtown Pasadena, because the Rose Bowl is having the BCS championship game, downtown Pasadena. ESPN Radio will be out there, Colin Cowherd and SVP and Ruscio. And I am going to be out there hanging out.
You don't have to call up your buddy Skip Bayless.
No, I don't. Well, you know, are you not? I don't know if you're a
Colin Cowherd. You call him Skippy because you're such good friends with him?
Who?
Do you call Skip Bayless Skippy because you're just that good of friends with him?
I call him Uncle. He's actually my uncle. I do.
Well, we are making those 75,000 pedophiles in Orlando very happy right now.
Oh, dude.
Oh, how dare you? That was a good fucking joke. Come on. How dare you? That was one of the better ones I've ever had. Anyway. Now, Jake, we've gone through this list.
Yeah, we have.
You want to guess what the number one team is? I guarantee you won't get what I think is the worst name for a Big Four sports
well, let's
franchise.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, what? Oh, I hope this isn't like the Houston Oilers joke you tried to say last week.
No. Do you even know where Edmonton is?
I do know. It's a city in Canada.
Where in
Wayne
Canada?
Gretzky played. If I had to guess, I'd say Quebec.
No. You're like on the other side. They're like in northwestern Canada. No oil refineries there, no nothing. You know why they're called that?
Why?
Because the guy who owned the Oilers didn't know what to name them and named them after his sons, like oil. They were like named after his son's hockey team, like junior hockey team was named after like an oil company or something, so he called them the Oilers. But there's no connection to oil in northern Canada like that. And the Edmonton Oilers makes no sense. If the Houston Oilers name didn't, you know, last, why should a team in northern Canada who has not been, you know, relevant, nationally at least, since Wayne Gretzky played for them in the 80s, why are they still called the Oilers? That makes no sense.
I don't know.
But I think that
really,
is hands down.
That's your number one? That's your number one?
That is
one.
My number one. It makes not even close. They're named after...
The Pelicans didn't even make the list.
They're named after a junior hockey team.
I'm still wondering how they. I'm confused. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Well, should we take a commercial break and talk it over?
We should not take a commercial break. Not yet. We're not. We got to make sure we have a strict clock here at Has-Been Sports. They give us a very strict. You know, if you're literally a second over, you know, there's penalties to pay. So we won't be doing that. Jonesy will get on me, and I don't want that to happen.
Wenchel.
In other news, right now in the Discover Orange Bowl, Clemson and Ohio State, it's a close game there, 20-22, and they are in the third quarter with 9 minutes left. Who wins that game? I'm still taking Clemson. I'm not backing away. I've done terrible in my Bulls picks because I had Oklahoma getting smashed by Alabama, which did not happen. Who do you have?
I have neither team winning.
Either team, Clemson and Ohio State winning.
I have neither team winning.
So will it be a tie? Is that what you're telling me?
I have neither team winning.
You have neither? Okay. There. Thank you. And... The other game going on, Mizzou is beating Oklahoma State 17-7, which I saw coming. I saw it coming, Cleveland Ray.
I bet you did.
Yeah,
bet
there
you
go. So there you go. Now, Chris Cluey, have you read the story about Chris Cluey?
Yeah. He was fired because his views on same-sex marriage. I wanted
no.
to use that as one of the stories of the week, but eh.
No. Now, that's part of it, but also Chris Cluey is a crappy NFL punter. Do we forget that as people? I mean, look, that could have gone into it. You have your punter raising trouble. That's not good. You know, this isn't Adrian Peterson. It's Chris Cluey. And look, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying it was the sole reason he got fired. If he's going to stand up for something, by all means, that's great. But punter, and not a good one at that, and you get fired because you're not a good punter, and also you're trouble for the team, then that's what's going to happen. So if he didn't want to get fired, make yourself a better kicker. Simple.
Who's Corey Rudd?
Corey Rudd, that is a, he's a, well, why?
I was going through your Twitter, and I found Winchell, and I'm reading some of the other stuff, and I want to know who Corey Rudd was.
Corey Rudd, see, I go through, this is the stuff, you know, you look through my list, you find awesome people like Corey Rudd, hosts a radio show with our man, Mr. Factoid, in St. Louis. I go through yours, I see Tony the Tiger, I see Ben and Jerry's, and Bob Saget. Those are the guys I see when I look through your Twitter. So,
You know who, by the way, you want to hear Cleveland Ray's useless follow of the night?
Who is it?
Cleveland Ray's useless follow of the night. We'll get back to you here in a second. I just had it, but I lost it. Oh, Zoe Deschanel. Because nothing says sports like Zoe Deschanel.
Who is Zoe Deschanel? With that very...
You ever seen Elf?
I did see Elf. Is she the girl in Elf?
She is the girl in Elf, and
speaking of Will Ferrell, I heard that you saw Anchorman and Cleveland Ray Movie Critic. Cleveland Ray Movie Critic is here. What was your thoughts what was your thoughts on Anchorman?
Boy, those 75,000 pedophiles must be getting super happy right now, but it was bad. It was a good about halfway through. If the movie ended about halfway through, it would have been great. But there was a lot. Now, Jake, am I allowed to tell what happens? Could I tell what happened and have it be a spoiler?
Well, I'm not a movie fan. I don't. It's a crappy movie. I don't think anybody cares. If they haven't seen it yet, they're not going to see it, most likely. By the way, if Cleveland Ray thinks the movie's stupid, Cleveland Ray is one of the stupidest people on the earth. If Cleveland Ray thinks the movie is stupid,
how dare you, the universe?
Then it is truly stupid. Bit of knowledge
don't
of
take my
though.
Word for it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, am I allowed to say the spoiler report? Because there's a point in time where it just goes to no, makes no sense. Am I allowed to say it, or am I going to get booted?
Oh, well, hold on. Wait, should we have the spoiler alert music?
Spoiler alert! All right, we had it. Anyway. About halfway through, a guy played by Zac Efron named Jack Lame, who's like his main competitor at the station, trips him as he's ice skating, playing the jazz flute. Will Ferrell goes blind, and then somehow, while he's blind, moves himself into a lighthouse, because that's where blind people go. has his wife and kid move in. Evidently, his wife lies to him about getting surgery, so he runs out on her. He saves a baby shark and starts bottle feeding the baby shark, because that makes sense. Named it Toby. Goes back to the network, becomes successful. And then is stuck with either choosing a black woman to like who's crazy or his wife. And I guess as you, that song would say, it was a fail.
Sail, the theme song for the Cleveland Indians infield, actually.
Have you seen the cat video? There's a cat video that's coordinated with this. I'm not a really big YouTube fan.
Yeah.
But this cat video will make me piss my pants laughing.
I have no idea why that was so funny, but it was incredibly funny.
Is this cat that's creeping out, and it's quitting to this video, and when it goes sail, it just loses its balance and falls over.
That's just great. I love that. All right. I'll be right back. Sports guys. Oh, not the sports guys. My bad. Jake and Ray Show.
Jake and Ray Show. Get it right.
On HasBeenSports.com. Thank you.